Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tale. Toyota. Let's go places.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Ryan, your host of CNO Solutions Blog Talk Radio. We're about motivating, inspiring, getting through the clutter, getting rid of the overwhelm. Once again, I'm Jennifer Ryan. This is CNO Blog Talk Solutions. We are here to talk about you and the strategy of your life, your business, and moving forward. Tonight, we're going to talk about building and keeping momentum. You can find us on www.createneworder.com. You can write to us at cnosupport@gmail.com or at solutions@createneworder.com. And if you'd like to call in tonight and share your thoughts, theories, ideas, suggestions, complaints, criticisms, or just positive talk and attitude, you can call in on 657-383-0732 and give us part of what's going on in your life, in your momentum, in your positive attitude to move forward towards success. We're coming up now on the end of another year. 2016 is coming to a close. Today is December 4th, 2016. I'm going to talk about the things to come, because in 2017, we're going to talk about your strategies for success. Do you feel overwhelmed? Do you need to create solutions in your life? Or maybe just seek some support to wrap around you and give you a big bear hug? Well, that's what we're all about. Because not feeling sorry for yourself, no, that's not what we want. But we want to make sure that we're here to support each other and care for each other. I had such an inspiring day today that the focus of my conversation may just wrap around just what happened today, never mind any other day in the past week. It's been a good one, and it's been good for my head clearing and decluttering and organizing my thoughts and my focus for what is coming up for me that will change so I can create my new order. You see, that's really what it's all about, is change. Change is constant, and so often we become so overwhelmed with the negative impact that events in our life may have on us. We become overwhelmed, and it's hard to figure out what the solutions are because sometimes we cannot see the forest through the trees. It's very, very hard to deal with things that we just didn't see coming, that we didn't plan for. There's surprises in life, but while we work through them, while we depend on each other and good friends and family or resources that we reach out to, doctors, lawyers, and Indian chiefs, be here for one another. I think that's what's really important and what we need to not ever, ever forget, that we're not in this alone and that we need to count on the people that we know we can count on. And that doesn't mean being selfish or taking advantage of anybody else. It's just a matter of tapping into the energy that somebody else may have and be strong enough and courageous enough to walk through your storm with you, to support you when the wind is knocking you over. Don't forget that. In order to keep our momentum, sometimes we need a crutch. And sometimes that crutch may be a walking stick. Other times that crutch may be a very good friend. Remember, you are not alone. And there are plenty of people out there in the world. And if you feel alone, and if you feel like you don't have any friends, or there's no one out there who understands you, I guarantee you, I promise you, that I know you are wrong. You are absolutely wrong. Because somebody may not be wearing your shoes, but they may have walked down the path that you're walking down right now, ahead of you. And sometimes there's somebody right behind you that's going to walk down that path and they need you to depend on and help carry them through. Don't forget that part. Love is all around. What was that song from the Mary Tyler Moore Show, Once Upon a Time? I'm dating myself again, folks. I like doing that, but I'm not afraid of my age. I'm just getting used to it. Anyway, once again, this is Jennifer Ryan, your host of CNO Solutions Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, if you're watching on the computer while you're listening to the show, you're going to see a slideshow that was uploaded with some of the pictures that I took this week, and some of them have the wrong orientation. In fact, the one of me sitting at the park at the Palisades Interstate Park with the bridge, I was facing the bridge and the park behind me, I'm upside down. So sorry about that. We'll work out these technical difficulties. That's not my greatest strength, but I'm going to keep my momentum and I'm going to keep trying, because that's what life is all about, is just moving forward. One step, be as little as it may, one step at a time. So let's talk about that perseverance and the momentum, as well as the things to come. Let's get right to it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us, by the way. Jennifer Ryan, Blog Talk Radio, www.createneworder.com. You can email us at solutions@createneworder.com or at cnosupport@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Send us your ideas, your thoughts, your inspiration. And if you'd like to call in, you can call in at 657-383-0732. So let's get to it. The things to ponder for tonight, we're going to talk about finding your inspiration and some of the pictures that you see on the slideshow. And if you're not watching on the slideshow, they are places I was today, where I went today and what I did today. We're going to talk about each one of those. And I'm going to give you about a romantic story that I found today while I was doing what I was doing in nature and gaining energy from its positive influence. And we're going to talk about the Fort Lee Art Guild's art show that opened today with an artist reception from 2 to 4, which my son, Tom Ryan, has a work on display there for the entire month of December. So it's a juried show, and come on down if you're in the area of Fort Lee to take a look at it, and hopefully we'll get some pictures up for you in the Fort Lee Artists Guild, for which I'll be getting involved with my son and perhaps learning and growing with that art guild. So let's talk first about wrapping up this year. I can't believe it. There's only a couple more weekends left. And December 11th, join me for the last-minute gift-giving ideas and places to finish out this holiday season, where to go, what to do in New Jersey, New York, and on Long Island. And we're going to talk about last-minute gift-giving ideas and the hot gifts for this year, what they are and what they should be, maybe. And starting out my career as a motivational speaker and strategist for business and lifestyle, I was a professional organizer full-time, 100% of the time, and honestly, hundreds and hundreds of clients, and in their homes and in conferences and workshops and lectures. And I will tell you this, gifts are short-lived. or they become overwhelming if they are not absolutely positively loved, used, and enjoyed. Think about what you're giving to people and why you're giving it to them, and see the person on the receiving end. Are they really going to appreciate it and enjoy it? I'm not trying to burst your bubble here, but think about what gifts are truly, truly gifts, and do they match the person who's going to be receiving them? Personally, I would like to receive more experience than physical items. But a physical item, which I wear some of the most beautiful gifts I've ever been given in my entire life, because they've come through the most beautiful sentiment ever. I wear them every day, and I'll never stop, because they mean something terribly, terribly great to me. December 18th, we're going to talk with Debbie Lazinski, the author of No Time to Lose, about how to live a healthy life. Many of you are thinking about New Year's resolutions. Debbie lost 185 pounds and kept it off, and she knows the secret. She has the magic bullet to share with you on December 18th about her success and how her success is exactly the success you can enjoy with the determination and the decision-making that she went through. Talk about perseverance and momentum. She hasn't stopped. She isn't going to. So join us on December 18th where we talk about the healthy lifestyle just in time for Christmas dinner and making good choices for the rest of your life. On December 24th, we join the show to listen. It will not be a call-in or a participating show because I will be sharing with you a pre-recorded show of classic holiday stories for you to hear with your families, for quieting down your Christmas Eve while we all wait for Santa. On January 1, we're going to talk about resolutions. And again, this show will talk about all the plans that you have for 2017 and, frankly, what my opinion of a resolution is. If you're making resolutions on January 1, are you really, really sure that's going to bring you the greatest success? We're going to talk about those things and hopefully we'll have a few calls to share with you as well. And then we look forward to 2017. 2017 is a time that I would like for you to be your best. It's you taking control of time. No other way to be successful is for you to pilot your time properly so that your life can be the best. So we're going to strategize on how to do that starting next year. We'll talk lots about organizing in January, and in February we'll talk about planning your lifestyle for the better weather or perhaps your travel. And in March and April we'll talk about spring and the new energy that emerges when the earth comes back to life. And we'll talk about the strategies to reach your goals. And if you want to, you can join our campaign to be our particular cases that we will follow throughout this year. If you have a particular project that you want to work on, and if you want to be a part of this show each and every month to update the world on how the strategy is working for you, you can write to me and let me know what the goals are that you want to reach, and we'll work on them together on this show, and the audience can walk the path with us and join in or see how the success unfolds once you put the focus and determination into going after that thing that you want, that you know down deep in your core will make you happy. Or maybe just those moments in life where you can relax and let go with the support of good people around you. It's all about working together, and it's all about you making the decisions to reach the heights that you want to reach. So what about momentum? What about momentum? Where do I get it? How do I keep it? That's a really, really important question. And I want to talk about this morning in particular for me. I got up this morning and I write every single day. Every morning I write and I really let it unfold. Sometimes I want to write and focus on something in particular. And other times And sometimes that doesn't work out. Sometimes I want to write a poem, a new poem, or I want to write a letter, or I want to write part of my book. And it just doesn't work out in the direction that I needed to work out in, or I thought I needed it to work out in. So I learned a long time ago from somebody, honestly, who was really not a daily positive influence on me, but taught me several things to recognize about myself. And one of the things that I learned, and we talked about last week with Alyssa Gardner on the show, was how to recognize when we are strongest, how to recognize when we have the best possible moment to do something and put our energy into. For example, be creative or be logical. That's the easiest way that I can explain it to you. But when do we have the most energy or the most power to do something, like paint your house or plan your business or do your accounting or sit down and have a conversation with somebody that may not be the most pleasant conversation to have? How do we know when we're strongest to accomplish that task? Well, I learned that sometimes you wake up with an energy. Sometimes you wake up and you feel like you never slept. Other times you wake up and you think you can conquer the world. Recognizing the energy you feel today will help you plan and get through your day the most efficiently. For example, if you wake up and you don't feel rested, then today is really not the day to start that workout routine that you thought you were going to start first thing in the morning. Maybe it's not the time of the day to do it. Maybe you'll have more energy later on. Once you have a healthy breakfast, once you get a good amount of water into your system to hydrate, because sometimes our energy level is directly related to hydration. Or maybe you need to load up on your supplements or basically eat high-impact foods. We need to recognize what our power is at what time of the day our power is best. And those times that our power is best are the times that we need to do the most challenging things that sit in front of us. That will help us keep our momentum. It will help us not burn out, and it will help us not get overwhelmed when we need to face a challenge. Even cleaning your house. Some people love to clean their house first thing in the morning. Some people love to clean their house last thing at night. It's your energy that should dictate what you do and when you do it. Now, when we work for other people or we go and see a client and we have 3 hours worth of time to devote to a task, we have to do that certain something. So for someone like me who goes and spends time with clients to do work with them in their space, it's a little bit easier than when you're doing your own thing in your own space because you're used to it, and if you don't get it done, the thought process is, I'd still be here tomorrow. I challenge you to look at your space and say, I can accomplish X amount in X amount of time. And that is what I'm going to tackle, and my strategy is going to be to only spend that amount of time on the project. So if it doesn't get done, if you do not complete the task and the project, at least you've made progress. That is building. That is building toward your goals, and that will help you keep the momentum. Now, sometimes we get up and we don't want to do anything. We just want to go back to bed, or we're tired. We're not rested. We're not enthusiastic. Well, the slideshow that you see, even if some of it is upside down, the slideshow that you see is what gave me my momentum today. And what happened was this morning I woke up. I came home from work on Friday, and I was exhausted. And I picked up a pizza. We had pizza for dinner, and I was sitting on the couch, and my son looked at me and he said, you know, Mom, you just need to go to bed. You really just need to go to bed. You need some sleep. And I said, you know, you're right. So somewhere between 7 and 7:30 in the evening, I went to bed. I just crashed. I absolutely crashed. It was a strenuous week. I've had a strenuous month. So things just sort of came to a head. I went to bed. Not one moment did I wake up. I had vivid, vivid dreams all night long. And not one moment did I wake up until the morning, almost 13 hours later, when the animals couldn't take it anymore and had to get up and woke me. And I woke up and I was completely rested and energetic and I felt amazing. I felt so good when I got up Saturday morning. So I ran my errands. I got everything I needed to do done. Went to my daughter's for a nice 30th birthday party for my son-in-law, my grandchildren, and came back and did it again. Went to bed. But this morning's outcome was very different. I woke up in the middle of the night hearing a baby crying, not in my dreams, but through my building. And my kids were up. They were the night owls, and they were up, so we did a little bit of chatting. And then I went back to sleep, and I woke up this morning, and I did not feel the energy I felt yesterday morning. So as I sat in my chair and I was writing first thing this morning with a cup of coffee, I realized that I wasn't feeling energetic, but the sky was so beautiful. It was so blue with these airbrushed clouds, and the sun was streaming into my room. I swear I could have sat there all day and gotten an incredible beach tan just sitting there, and the energy from the sun was making me feel as though, how could you feel so lousy on such a beautiful day? So, knowing I had the art show today to go to because I'm a member of the Art Guild and my son's debut, I got up, I got dressed, I got myself ready as if we were leaving in 20 minutes, and I left. I put coffee in my to-go cup, and I took off for the Palisades. It was just such a pretty day. I decided to go to the park, go by the water. The water is where I find energy. The water is where I find calmness. The water is where I find support and strength and power. It is a place that I go to pray. It is a place that I go to dream. It is a place that I go to feel my best, to get the energy from the earth. Well, I enjoyed it. There were an incredible amount of ducks swimming by, and there was a seagull that just kept circling me, circling me, circling me. And there is a picture of that seagull in the slideshow that sat and watched me like he was a friend. I think he was. I watched a rescue happen. There was something in the water, and God bless if it's a person, and I hope that person is okay, but I saw a helicopter come in, and there were police officers from the park and from Fort Lee that came into the park, and divers jumped from a helicopter into the water. And a boat came up, and something happened, and the boat sped away, and the divers raced back up into the helicopter, and I watched this all happen, and I thought to myself, you know, life goes on. Terrible things happen, good things happen, and I'm happy to see that there are people out there who care enough to jump into freezing cold waters of the Hudson to save another life. And again, folks, like I said in the beginning of the show, we're not in this alone. Somebody right now is strong enough to help you out. Rely on those people. Don't feel all alone, and don't feel like you're imposing on them. They're here for you. So one of the other amazing things that happened while I was having coffee down and dreaming while I was watching the bridge and the glistening water, feeling the crisp breeze, watching the ducks laughing at the seagull who was laughing at me, I was doing some writing, and I actually wrote a poem. And perhaps at another time I will share some poetry with you and engage some of the listeners to share their poetry as well. But I realized that I was sitting on a bench that was a dedicated bench. That bench was donated to the park and had a plaque on it. I'm going to read that to you just as soon as I pull the picture up, because I want to say it absolutely properly. And I, being a romantic, and those of you who know me know that I can be a romantic, absolutely positively sat on that bench and fell in love, just sitting on a bench. The bench is in dedication to Roe and John Pasquale. It says, Sempre Sulo Viaggia, cruising around the world forever, and has a beautiful rose on it. And Sempre Sulo Viaggia means forever on the beach. I looked it up. And I was just so overwhelmed by how beautiful that plaque is. And I did look up the obituary of John Pasquale. He passed away just this past June, 2016. And he and his wife were married for over 60 years, had a family. And just that fact just was so romantic and so beautiful, sitting there by the Hudson and on such a bright, shiny day. You know, there's romance and there's beauty and there's safety all around you. Don't believe for 1 minute you cannot build on just knowing that much. It's important to keep your momentum. I was energized, in love, excited, enthusiastic about my day ahead just from absorbing nature, just from learning that story, just from watching the heroic people jump into that freezing cold water to help out somebody else. These things are exciting moments in life. These are the moments that we need to pay very close attention to, because life happens to everyone and we can create a new life every single day. In January, we will start to do remote broadcasts from locations found by and experienced with Girl in Town. Yes, I am your girl in town, Jennifer Ryan, your host of CNO Blog Talk Radio Solutions. So we will be going to different places once we figure out how to make sure that we have permission and we get a nice little crowd to have open conversations from places that you may want to experience. With that, you will be able to find me on YouTube starting at the end of January. So while we broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, you'll be watching us broadcast on YouTube as well, so that you can see where we are and see the crowd or me all by myself talking to you about ideas and solutions for your future, because the future is yours to do with what you will, regardless of the obstacles that may present themselves without invitation, because sometimes that happens. We understand that very, very well here. I've seen it happen for my entire career in business, and life happens to everyone. It happens to me, it happens to you, and life goes on, and tomorrow is another day. A good night's sleep sometimes gives us new perspective so that we get up with energy to keep our momentum. It's about persevering. We need to make sure that we keep going forward. Something I tell people regularly is, you know, God, whether you believe or not, evolution, put our faces on the front of our heads for a reason. Going forward, we cannot turn completely around to go backwards. We go forward. Just keep taking a step forward and making advances every single day, even if you don't know what's coming up next. Rely on those people who care about you and smile. Smile every day, even if you think it might kill you. It will make you feel better. It will make you stronger. It will help you keep your momentum. What do you want? What do you want? And how can I help you today? Because that's what I'm here for. If the voice over the internet, the voice over the radio, the voice over your phone is the only thing that you're hanging on to, well, hang on. Don't go away. Let me tell you what happened today at the art show. There was an artist there, and I'm not going to mention that artist's name, because at a different time, I'm going to mention some of the amazing artists that I met today and some of the amazing artists that I've met along the way I have invited an artist and friend of mine and the founder of the Survivors Art Foundation, Candy Brokaw, to join us on the show, which she will be doing. In fact, I may broadcast right from her studio coming in January or February, so that we can talk about how artists perceive things and how they keep their momentum. Sometimes speaking to an artist can be very, very exciting. Anyway, today I met an artist who was very disappointed in the art show and working for years and years and years with the same results. Well, I told her don't get discouraged because there were changes coming to the art guild, and hopefully I'd be able to make some, you know, by joining and participating and getting involved. And as we got to talking, she expressed some of her feelings and some of her ideas and some of the history and experience of the art guild, which gave me insight in building and keeping momentum toward my goals to give back to the community within the Art Guild. So in talking to me about her thoughts and theories, my interest gave her the energy to build and keep her momentum to continue with the Art Guild and continue her painting. So you see, just in having a conversation and being together and putting out on the table what your thoughts and ideas are so that you hear somebody else's thoughts and ideas, and then you can kind of bring them together and create a new thought or idea or a new energy for the momentum, for the betterment of everybody, it makes a difference. Remember, you're not by yourself. Have a conversation. Get involved. And go to an art opening. It doesn't matter where that art opening is. If you see an advertisement, or if you don't even know if you have an art guild in your area, look it up. Go online. Call your local high school. Call your local community center and find out where you can go and find these organizations that you too may also want to be a part of. I'll be right back. I'm going to take a really short break, and I'll be right back for Girl in Town. We're going to talk about where I went and how good the food was there. Stay tuned. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm hoping you're still with me. It seems that we have a little bit of an internet interruption, so I'm going to continue as if you are still out there. My counter is showing me that I am still live. So let's talk Girl in Town, and we're going to talk about the Trattoria dell'Arte, 900 7th Avenue, New York, New York, right across the street from Carnegie Hall, and around the block from shops, and one of my favorites, the Artisan Gallery on 57th Street in New York, New York. The Tuscan Trattoria is a bustling scene, Italian art on the walls, and an antipasta bar. Antipasta? How do you say that? I'm not Italian. I don't know. Antipasta, I think. Anyway, is there anybody out there who knows how to say it? That way, you know, the ones that say calamar or calamar, I have no idea how to say that either. So help me out, folks. If somebody out there is Italian, call me. Tell me how to say these things. Check out their website. They're at www.trattoriadelarte.com. TRATTORIADELLARTE.com. Or better yet, just call them up and make a reservation and make it an event. Remember, your life is an event. It should be an event every single day. no matter what you're doing, whether you're going to the park, whether you're going to the supermarket, whether you're just taking the dog for a walk. Everything you do should be an event. Your attitude should be looking at doing things for the best possible outcome and experience you could have. I saw a sign on Facebook posting or Instagram or something. Somebody posted a sign that said that courtesy has gone so far by the wayside that most people mistake it for flirting now. We have become so detached from each other, and as we go further and further into our IT gear, our smartphones and our tablets and our computers, the more we get involved with being absorbed into the virtual world, to the plug-in society that we have turned into, the further away we get from people. And people need people. That's part of building and keeping your momentum. Being around like-minded people, people with energy, people with humor, people with great attitudes, they rub off on you. They absolutely do. And we talk so much about removing the toxic people or the negative attitude people from our lives. I absolutely support that. We have to put around us the best possible support system for us. These are your friends. These are family members, and sometimes it's not family members. These are relationships. The relationship in your life needs to be supportive for each other. When you're in a relationship with another person, that person should balance you out. That person should be your rock. Well, be a rock for somebody. I know how it feels to be in that position, and I know how it is to lean on somebody who's a rock. And it satisfies me when I care about somebody enough to drop it all to be a rock for them. It's easy. Frankly, it's easy to be that support system for someone you care about. So think about that. Somebody might be depending on you and you may not be paying very close attention. Pay attention, because caring about other people is one of the greatest gifts you can receive. You can receive. So go to the Trattoria del Art and visit there. Flash nose in the window. It's pretty funny. It's a great little sculpture. And go, enjoy it, have some great food and some great company, and go to the Anthropos Bar. It's a lot of fun, and go to Carnegie Hall as well. In fact, I may be doing that myself. Stay tuned for Girl in Town at Carnegie Hall. A friend of mine that I grew up with 100 years ago is playing Carnegie Hall. I'm trying to get tickets, and if I get them, I'm going. I want to see her perform as well. So it's important that you do things to enhance your life. You want to be a well-balanced person. Do you really want that? If you do, go out and build the strategy for your lifestyle and how you want your life to be. Get involved with a community project. Get involved with something that scares you. Get involved with something you've never been involved with before. Go out and speak to people. Just meet them and talk to people. Ask them what you can do for them today. Pick something up for somebody who dropped something. Go over to somebody who looks terribly sad and just offer them a smile. It's that easy. It is that easy to connect to other people. It is that easy to reach out and be a friend to somebody you'll never even know their name. It's a cashier in a store. It's somebody in business. It's a clerk or a receptionist that you see is having a bad day. I went to the Manhattan courthouse. I was there helping out a client. And you go through the security checkpoint and all that stuff. And there was a duty officer at a counter. I guess it was an information counter or an observation counter or both. And this person was absolutely miserable, and I couldn't stand it. It absolutely made me crazy. So I walked over to the person and I said, "Thanks a lot for being here. I just really wanted you to know I appreciate you." This officer looked at me like I was smoking crack or something, but came out of wherever their head was. Sometimes that's all it takes. is just take somebody away from the thoughts that seem to be weighing them down. Because thoughts can be very, very, very heavy. They can be very, very, very light when shared. So carry somebody's load for a little while. It isn't going to hurt you, especially when you are feeling your strongest. So once again, I want to thank you for joining us. This is Jennifer Ryan, your host of CNO Solutions Blog Talk Radio. It's really time to create your new order. Look back on 2016 and realize if it didn't happen, it probably wasn't that important to you to begin with. Look back on 2016 and count your blessings, because I guarantee you there were many of them. And if you can't think of many of them, I challenge you to sit in a quiet place or maybe get back to nature and really think, really, really think, because I'm sure there were many of them. Smile, if only for yourself, to get the energy that you need to be inspired to create your life, to dream about what you want, to build on that dream, and to be the life you want to live. It's about sculpting. It's about painting the picture of your lifestyle, of your business, of your success. This is how we persevere. This is how we keep the momentum of our life. This is how we love each other. This is how we become more confident people. This is how we become stronger. This is how we become smarter. And this is how we become the person other people can lean on. Think about it, folks, and create your new order. Thanks for joining me again. This is Jennifer Ryan, your host of CNO Blog Talk Radio. And I look forward to sharing with you the strategies of the new year with the things that are coming your way. My book, as soon as it comes out, it'll be a big announcement that I will share with you. And hopefully it will also enhance your life like this show. You can find me on www.createneworder.com. You can write to us at solutions@createneworder.com or at cnosupport@gmail.com. Thank you for Ben Sound for your happiness recording that opens our show and closes our show every single week. It does make me happy, and the title Happiness is fantastic. But if you want to listen to music that's available out there for any recordings that you might want to make, check out bensound.com. Thank you again. It is December 4th, 2016. Only a few shows left. We have a guest coming up. We have a pre-recorded show on Christmas Eve. New Year's is all about resolutions. And next week, we'll be talking about those last-minute gift-giving ideas and the trends in gift-giving this year. Have a good week, everybody. Smile. Find your energy source. Tap into it to keep your momentum, to persevere toward your dreams, your goals, and your success. This is Jennifer Ryan. Thank you for joining me. Have a fantastic week.
Hi, you've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family's going to a picnic, but our clothes are stained.
That's quite a pickle.
Ketchup, actually. We want to look amazing.
Go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now get up to 50% off all tees, all tanks, all shorts, and all dresses at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
All up to 50% off?
Yes, get tees and tanks from $6 for adults, $5 for kids, and dresses start at $15 for women, $10 for girls.
Hey, everyone, we're going to Old Navy.
High Fashion, Old Navy.
Valid 6/21 to 6/27. Excludes clearance, jewelry, active, flat tees and tanks, licensed, and men's package tops.
Hi, you've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family's going to a picnic, but our clothes are stained.
That's quite a pickle.
Ketchup, actually. We want to look amazing.
Go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now get up to 50% off all tees, all tanks, all shorts, and all dresses at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
All up to 50% off?
Yes, get tees and tanks from $6 for adults, $5 for kids, and dresses start at $15 for women, $10 for girls.
Hey, everyone, we're going to Old Navy.
High Fashion, Old Navy.
Valid 6/21 to 6/27. Excludes clearance, jewelry, active, flat tees and tanks, licensed, and men's package tops.